Cheap Eats. Everyone likes to save money, even in good times. I find that one of the best bets for inexpensive restaurants, let's not say cheap, are ethnic restaurants, especially your Thai, your Vietnamese, your Chinese. The dishes seem to be based on noodles or rice, which are fairly inexpensive food costs that help fill you up. But also then the dish is going to have your vegetables and your protein. So you're getting a square meal and usually at a pretty good price. And by Cheap Eats, I think we're talking, just for the sake of argument, we're talking under $10 for an entree.
Where are we starting with our inexpensive restaurant tour?
Well, let's start at some of the great Vietnamese restaurants that we have. Of course, the Mills 50 district is where we have several of them kind of congregated. You know the big bowls of soup, they're called pho. Those are terrific bargains, and you just fill yourself silly with a big bowl of beef noodle soup. And I like going to Pho 88 on Mills Avenue. An Hang, we've talked about recently, is back in good graces and doing good food. And Pho Vinh, which is just a few blocks off of the Mills 50 over on Primrose, that does a terrific job too.
If we're taking a look at Thai restaurants, any inexpensive, good quality ones stand out?
I have one I really like that's up in Altamont Spring. It's called Pad Thai. And it's in a rather large strip mall that's just west of the Altamont Mall. It has kind of a diner atmosphere to it. It doesn't look very Thai at all, but their dishes are just terrific. They're traditional, and they're filling, and they're very inexpensive. I also like Chai Thai on South Orange Avenue in Orlando. It's south of downtown. Just a charming little place. The people are always friendly, and they don't take a lot of your money.
Well, let's take a look at Latin American cuisine. There are a lot of Latin American places around of varying qualities, I'm sure. Any
varying
ideas?
Qualities, but most of them tend to take good pride in their food. And you can go into one of these places, and they'll have a lunch special. We talk about under $10. You can find something like $6, $7, and they just load your plate with food, stewed meats or roast pork, and you get the rice and the beans with that. And I like Rincon Cubano in Winter Park is one of these places where you walk up and they probably have the display case with a few of the day specials. There's a menu too, but always go for the day specials where you can see what it is in front of you. And if you don't know the name of it, if it looks good, just point to it and say, put that on the plate. And I also like this little place, also in Winter Park, but farther north, almost to Castleberry, called La Abundancia. It's sort of a combination of a bakery and a cafe. And I went in there once and had a soup of the day that was plantain soup. And it was a huge bowl, and it was $7, and I was just fully satisfied with that.
Excellent. What other types of inexpensive eats stand out?
There's another one that we've talked about recently called Hawker's Asian Street Fair. And this is the one that combines those good food costs of the Asian restaurants with the smaller portions, more of a tapas-sized portion. And going with a lower portion is always a good way to go if you're looking to save money. And, you know, that's something that you can put to use in just about any restaurant, too, and turn any moderately priced restaurant into a cheap eats restaurant. If you're with someone and you can agree on an entree, split the entree. You might get charged a sharing charge, but you're still going to come out ahead.